Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Happiest Baby on the Block. Fully revised and updated second edition is a practical parenting guide by pediatrician Harby Karp, focused on calming crying newborns and supporting early infant sleep. Written for parents and caregivers in the newborn stage, the book combines pediatric advice with a simple behavioral framework for understanding why babies cry and how they can be soothed. Its central premise is that human infants arrive neurologically and developmentally earlier than many parents expect, which is why the first months after birth require special attention and a womb-like approach to comfort. The book is best known for the 5S's method, a sequence of techniques designed to trigger a baby's calming reflex through swaddling, side or stomach positioning, shushing, swinging, and sucking. As a parenting manual, it aims to reduce stress, improve confidence, and give families concrete tools for managing colic, fussiness, and sleep disruption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the missing fourth trimester as the book's central explanation for newborn behavior. A defining idea in the book is that newborns are not simply small adults. They are biologically and behaviorally unfinished in ways that shape their early needs. Karp frames the first 3 months after birth as a missing fourth trimester, arguing that babies leave the womb before they are fully ready for the outside world. This idea gives the book its explanatory power because it links crying, startling, and sleep difficulty to developmental immaturity rather than to bad parenting or a difficult temperament alone. The practical value of this framing is that it changes the parent's goal instead of trying to make a baby behave like an older infant. The caregiver tries to recreate conditions that resemble the womb. That shift matters because it replaces frustration with a more concrete model of infant regulation. The book uses this perspective to justify why comforting methods work best when they are immediate, repetitive, and physically supportive. In other words, the missing fourth trimester is not just a theme, it is the conceptual foundation for every soothing technique the book recommends. The 5S's is a structured method for activating the calming reflex. The book is most widely associated with the 5S's: swaddling, side or stomach positioning, shushing, swinging, and sucking. These steps are presented not as isolated tricks but as a coordinated sequence that is meant to imitate the sensory environment of the womb. Swaddling limits the startle response and gives infants a contained feeling. Side or stomach positioning, used only while the baby is awake and supervised, can help reduce distress. Shushing supplies steady sounds similar to the constant noise babies hear before birth. Swinging adds rhythmic motion, which mirrors the movement of the pregnant body. Sucking provides an additional self-soothing mechanism that many infants naturally seek. What makes this framework effective as a parenting tool is its order and simplicity. It gives parents a repeatable process rather than vague advice to just calm the baby down. The method also reflects the book's practical orientation, since each step is easy to understand and can be applied in ordinary home settings without special equipment. Thirdly, why crying is treated as an infant survival signal, not merely a problem to suppress. Karp presents crying as an adaptive form of communication that evolved to ensure infant care. Rather than viewing crying only as noise or inconvenience, the book treats it as a signal that the baby is dependent and needs immediate help with hunger, discomfort, fear, or overstimulation. This matters because it encourages parents to respond with purpose instead of reacting with guilt or confusion. The book does not argue that all crying can be eliminated, but it does suggest that parents can reduce it by understanding what the baby is trying to communicate and by intervening quickly and calmly. This approach is important in the newborn period because infants have limited ability to regulate themselves. The result is a model of caregiving that is both emotionally reassuring and operationally practical. Interpret the cry, address the need, and use soothing methods when the cause is not immediately obvious. By recasting crying as communication, the book helps parents see infant distress as part of normal development, rather than a sign that something is wrong with them or their child. Fourthly, sleep improvement through womb-like regulation rather than strict training methods. Another major contribution of the book is its practical approach to newborn sleep. Rather than relying on rigid sleep training or expecting long stretches of independent sleep early on, the book emphasizes regulation, comfort, and gradual settling. The logic is that newborn sleep improves when the baby feels secure enough to relax, which is why the soothing techniques are linked directly to sleep outcomes. The emphasis on consistent sound, movement, containment, and oral soothing reflects the idea that sleep in the early months is still closely tied to the baby's need for reassurance. This makes the book especially useful for parents who are dealing with fragmented nights and frequent waking, because it offers a framework for reducing arousal before expecting sleep to happen. At the same time, the book stays rooted in the newborn stage, so its advice is targeted and developmentally specific rather than universal. Its sleep guidance stands out because it treats sleep as part of infant regulation, not as a separate skill that can be imposed on a very young baby through discipline alone. Lastly, the book's value as a confidence-building manual for exhausted new parents, beyond its techniques. The book serves an important emotional function for caregivers. It provides a sense of control during a chaotic stage of parenting. Newborn care can be overwhelming because parents are often working with incomplete information, interrupted sleep, and a child whose needs seem difficult to decode. CARP's approach reduces that uncertainty by offering a clear framework, a memorable sequence of actions, and a developmental explanation for why those actions matter. This is one reason the book has remained popular among new parents. It is not only informative, but also operational. Readers can move from theory to action quickly, which is especially useful in the middle of a crying episode. The book also differs from more general parenting titles because it concentrates on a narrow and intensely difficult phase of infancy, instead of trying to cover child development. Broadly, that focus makes it more immediately useful in the nursery than in the abstract. Its enduring appeal comes from this combination of science, practicality, and reassurance, all aimed at helping caregivers feel less helpless in the early weeks after birth. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new parents, caregivers, and anyone responsible for a newborn who wants practical help with crying, fussiness, and sleep disruption. It is especially valuable in the first months after birth, when families often need simple methods that can be used immediately under stress. Readers who benefit most are those looking for a concrete framework rather than general parenting advice. Because the book focuses on a very specific developmental stage and gives a repeatable process for soothing it. Its main advantage is that it turns an emotionally exhausting problem into a sequence of understandable steps grounded in infant development. Compared with many parenting books, it is less broad but more actionable. It does not attempt to cover the whole arc of child rearing, and that narrow focus is one of its strengths. The combination of the missing fourth trimester concept and the five S's makes it distinctive in the newborn care category, since it connects theory directly to hands-on technique. For readers who want a concise, practical approach to early infant calming, it remains one of the most recognizable books in the field. If you would like to support Harvey Karp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.